Welcome back to The Mental Space with Sean Garvey right here on News Talk 1380 WAOK, WAOK.com, and on the Odyssey app, News and Talk 1380 WAOK, The Mental Space with Sean Garvey, in which we talk about all things considered mental health in our community. Joining with us is an American lawyer, author, and television host. She currently hosts and executive producer of the Warner Music Group podcast, Holding Court with Ebony K. Williams. In addition to guest hosting ABC's The View, Williams previously co-hosted the late night talk show State of the Culture on Revolt TV and was host and executive producer of Revolt Black News. Williams also starred on season 13 of the Bravo series The Real Housewives of New York City, becoming the show's first black cast member ever. Her new book, Bet on Black, The Good News About Being Black in America, will be published in 2023, and she is now the host of The Griot with Ebony K. Williams, in which you can check out each and every night, weeknight, 6 p.m. on The Griot. We have Ebony K. Williams on The Mental Space. Good evening, Ebony. How are you doing?
Hey, Sean. I'm doing well, dear. How about yourself?
I am doing good. Thanksgiving is almost here, Ebony. We are only days away from being around our family and friends that we may have not seen in a long time. Do you have any plans for the Thanksgiving holiday season or the Thanksgiving day coming up?
You know, it's been so exciting, Sean, launching all these new projects and wrapping up things with the year. So I'm going to be working right up until Thanksgiving Day. Hopefully I'll get to have, a little bit of great time with friends and family. And then back to it as we finish, fourth quarter strong.
Yeah. You got to make time to be with your family members. And then after that, it's back on the grind, back to doing something that you love doing. And it segues into my next question, because with all the things that you have going on, TV shows, books, everything that you're doing, The Griot, and like I ask the guests that come on my program, I want to ask you, how is your mental health?
I'm extremely aware of the importance of my mental health, John, and I feel pretty blessed that that's always a part of my regime. Ever since I was an undergraduate at UNC Chapel Hill, I've always been somebody that believed in therapy and seeking treatment, and even sometimes that treatment can include, Celexa, which I take, daily, small dose, and whatever that is. So I have a fantastic therapist that I've been seeing for, almost 8 years now. We have a fantastic relationship. So I can say my mental health is really strong. It's really good, but it's also because I do a lot to make sure that I maintain it.
I like it. I think it's very important, very paramount to manage your mental health by doing things, trying new things, from exercising and constantly talking to your therapist. The theme for tonight's show is reality TV and mental health. I'm going to be very transparent with you, Ebony. I am not a connoisseur when it comes to reality TV, reality shows. I'm just like you. I'm on the grind. I'm working a lot, but I have watched enough to see what I have saw from reality TV. And so, being that you used to be on the Real Housewives of New York City, and looking back at it, do you think that mental health, in your own opinion, from your own experience, do you think that mental health has played a role in reality TV?
Oh, unequivocally. I know for a fact from my own personal experience, and, we don't operate in silos, so you don't do this show in isolation. You do this show with ensemble cast members. We are all kind of in relationship with one another. I'm very close with, Garcelle Bouvet in Beverly Hills Housewives, Crystal Kung Minkoff in Beverly Hills, Tiffany Moon from Dallas, Dr. Contessa and Dr. Simone at Married to Medicine. So we have these conversations, Sean, and one thing we all attest to is the importance of doing the work to protect, maintain, figure out where is our mental health as we both film the show. That's one thing. Mm. But then also as the shows air and you're getting the public reaction to, these the shows, it's all a lot, and it definitely takes a toll on your mental health, 1,000%.
And like I mentioned in the intro, you becoming the show's first Black cast member to be on The Real Housewives of New York City. We want to make sure that we are clear, The Real Housewives of New York City, not the entire brand, but the New York City version of The Real Housewives of New York City. Did mental health play a role in you being the first Black woman to be on that show? You know, I know that there are shows out there that are in need of a diverse cast and bringing in a diverse audience. But did that also affect your mental health as well, being the first Black woman on The Real Housewives of New York City?
Severely. Yeah, I'm very transparent about this. You know, it was really difficult. It's difficult for a lot of reasons. If you watched the season, you saw some of that play out. But I'll tell you, Sean, the majority of what was really, really tough that I was having to manage took place off camera. You know, it was behind the scenes stuff. Mm. I go into some pretty great detail on a recent episode of my show, Holding Court with Ebony K. Williams, entitled Sometimes You Have to Take an MS to HR. And I go into the details about what was happening behind the scenes. And it was hard and it was tough. And as the only Black woman on the show as a cast member, I had to just, you know, be mindful of my positioning on behalf of all of the other Black people. And there weren't a ton, but there were a handful that work in production, you know, that are audio tech, that are production assistants, that also needed protection around the anti-Blackness that was occurring on the set, and just forms of trauma. I mean, that's just the only way to say it. It was just a lot of trauma and a lot of toxicity. And so it was so bad at some point that I did go to the network and let them know, hey, this is, I'm not well, you know. And to their credit, you know, they did provide me a supplemental therapist, because what was happening, Sean, is it was so heavy that my entire personal therapy sessions were being tied up talking about Real Housewives of New York. And I wouldn't even be able to get to my other business ventures or my other personal life matters. And that was not okay. So I ended up having two therapy sessions a week, one just to deal with the Roni of it all and the other for the rest of my life.
Wow. Wow. How about that? And I applaud you for just staying on that. There are people on set that just keep quiet about their mental health challenges and not even talk to the producers or the crew or the person behind the scenes about it. And that's why a show like this, we want to raise the awareness and advocate for mental health, because you are not the only one that's going through it. I'm not the only one that's going through it. Everybody is going through it, whether you are working in the entertainment industry or outside of the entertainment industry. Everybody's going through it. But what I would love to do, Ebony, is have you come back on The Mental Space in person in our ATL studios to talk more about mental health. I know you got to go because you are doing so many incredible things right now. But before you go, talk to us about The Griot. Congratulations on that very great look, The Griot with Ebony K. Williams. What can people expect from The Griot with Ebony K. Williams?
Oh, thank you, dear. Yeah, so The Griot with Ebony K. Williams, we just premiered, you know, recently here. We are every single day, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. Find it on any cable provider you have, Spectrum, Roku, whatever you got going there, Vios. Just search for Ebony, E-B-O-N-I, in your search box, and you will find our show. We talk about everything about the culture, you know, economics, politics, social justice, environmental justice, mental health, physical health, maternal mortality. Every issue that you can think of, Sean, we address it from a Black lens. And because I am a lawyer by trade, you know, I go really deep around the policy part, you know, whether it's affirmative action, whether it's FAMU students suing the state of Florida to make sure that they're properly being funded as an institution. Mm. Whatever those issues are, we go there on The Griot with Ebony K. Williams, 6 p.m. nightly.
I love it, and I'm here for it. Well, congratulations and all that you do, Ebony K. Williams, and continue to manage your mental health. I say this all the time, a healthy mind equates to a healthy lifestyle, and it all starts in the mind. But congratulations to you. Much success to you, Ebony K. Williams. And like I said, whenever you're in the ATL, let's chop it up some more on mental health. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that has
Absolutely.
been Absolutely. Thank you so much, Ebony K. Williams. All right, it's the Mental Space with Sean Garvey right here on News Talk 1380 WAOK. Tonight's theme, we are talking about reality TV and mental health. 404-892-2703. Call in with your questions, with your feedback, with your thoughts on it. We want to hear from you. It's the Mental Space with Sean Garvey, News Talk 1380 WAOK.